Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us at the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Mr. Richard Spires, Associate Chief Information Officer at the Internal Revenue Service. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Al.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Jeff Smith. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Richard, I dare say our listeners are familiar with the IRS, especially at least that one April every year. But could you tell us and review with us the mission of the IRS?
Sure, Al. The IRS, of course, is responsible for collecting the majority, not all, but the vast majority of the taxes for the U.S. federal government. One clarification about our mission is that we really are subject to the tax policy that's set by the United States Congress. We ourselves in the IRS don't formulate the tax policy. We just are – our job is to implement that tax policy. And from an IT perspective, as the tax law changes, it is our job then to react to that tax law changes on sometimes a very frequent quick basis. And in fact, that's one of the major challenges from an IT perspective that we face. How do we quickly implement tax law changes?
During the past 2 years, you have served as the Associate Chief Information Officer for Business Systems Modernization. What are your official responsibilities in this role?
The Business Systems Modernization Program, or BSM as we refer to it, is really charged to handle the oversight and management of the major IT modernization programs within the IRS. There have been a number of those, but quickly give you highlights of a couple of them. The major one is something that we call the Customer Account Data Engine, or CAD for short. And CAD is to replace the antiquated systems that the IRS has been running. Actually, were originally built in the 1960s that house the taxpayer information for all of us, individual taxpayers as well as businesses. And we refer to those as the master files. And they are flat file systems that were actually programmed in assembly language. And we are embarking on a major program over approximately 10-year period to replace first what we call the individual master file, which houses our tax information for individuals, and then the business master file, which houses business information. Another program that is imperative is something we call modernized e-file. We have an existing e-file system that handles 1040 e-filing, which many of us use as we file, like even today. But we have built a modernized e-file platform that will eventually replace the 1040 system. But right now we're focused on other form types, the 1120, which is the forms that corporations need to file, the 990, which is what tax-exempt organizations need to file.
You know, the scale of your operations must be tremendous, and I have this vision of a giant room with manila folders all stacked up along file cabinets, but I guess it's far more technical than that. Recently, it's been announced that you will be changing your role to become Associate Chief Information Officer of Applications Development. What is different from your previous role, and what benefits are there of this reorganization?
As I say, I've been focused on really oversight of these major modernization projects. What they've asked me to take on, in addition to continuing that oversight, is to take on all of the other applications that run in the IRS that they have been run in an organization previously called Business Systems Development, or BSD. And so we're pulling together BSM with BSD, and we're doing that for a few reasons. First, the feeling is that we've delivered some of these modernized applications, like modernized e-file, there's really a blending, if you will, of the existing applications that are running together with these modernized applications. So it's harder and harder to draw a clear boundary distinction between the two. And the other thing, frankly, is that I feel strongly that in order to really drive modernization, it's not just all about building new. There's a lot of good legacy systems that exist today in the IRS that we need to leverage, continue to leverage as we build out modernized systems. We don't necessarily need to replace. And so as we look at driving modernization, I want it to be brought together so that everyone that's involved in applications development, whether you're designing new systems, whether you're all the way to maintaining existing systems, they feel like they're part of helping us drive modernization into the future and move away from a dynamic that has existed where there was a little bit of a we versus them feeling between those and BSM building new versus those that were maintaining the existing systems.
Well, thinking about this new organization that you're describing, how many employees are in this organization? What kind of skill sets exist?
The new organization, Applications Development, will have approximately 2,000 employees and well over 1,000 contractors and individuals that are from the contracting community that support our work. As far as skill sets, I mean, they vary greatly, Jeff. I mean, we have business analysts that work with the business units on their requirements. We have software designers. We have programmers, of course. We have those that focus strictly on testing of systems. We have those that focus strictly on documentation. So it really covers the gamut of the life cycle of what you would anticipate in actually all the way from designing an application to actually fielding and maintaining an application. One thing that we don't have that we're really reliant on another part of the IT organization that's called MITS in the IRS is the actual engineering of systems. And that is in a different part of the organization called Enterprise Services. So the actual – when we partner with them when we're looking at a design, we'll handle the software part. But all of the aspects of a design of a new system from an engineering perspective, we expect them to partner with us to handle.
And I realize this organization is very new, but how have you changed the way they've done business, or how have you changed as these two organizations have come together?
Well, it is awfully early. But one of the things that we're trying to drive back to that point I made earlier about everybody owning modernization, we're reorganizing right now so that we're going to have functional domains such as submissions processing where we actually receive the returns, whether we receive them by paper or receive them electronically. Things like customer service, which are the systems that interface both for our internal users but also now more and more that we're doing externally, particularly on the web. These are different domains we have, but we're organizing such that, like, let's take electronic filing. We've now appointed one executive who has a purview over all electronic filing so that they have not only the existing filing system that handles the 1040, for instance, but they also have this new modernized e-file system, all within one organization. And so everybody in that organization, we're incentivizing that organization to say, look, your function's about e-filing, right? So we want you to modernize the best way you can, as fast as you can, given the resources that we can use for e-filing. But you figure out, work with us, but you figure out how's the best way about going about that particular modernization.
Richard, we understand that you came to this role after a successful career in the private sector. How has this experience impacted your perspective and vision as the associate CIO?
I believe that my 20 years in the IT industry from a private sector background has certainly given me a lot of experience and insights that I can bring and have brought to the government. One of the things that I've noted is that while there's certainly a marked increase in the experience base of government employees in larger scale project and program management, there's still a real need, I think, to bring in outside expertise to support this. I think it's one of the keys to running successful programs, and it's something you just can't outsource. You need government employees that understand what it takes to design and build and field these types of applications. And I think by bringing in outsiders to help support very good IRS people with a lot of knowledge but maybe not that kind of experience base, I think you get some real synergy that enables us to accelerate the modernization of the IRS.
What are the goals of business modernization at the IRS? We will ask Associate CIO Richard Spires to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.